Hello, and welcome back to SaaS Stories and Sarcasm. We're your hosts, Mary and Brian, and this is episode 91. Now, we haven't podcasted in about 3 weeks, since there hasn't been too much to talk about besides coronavirus. But besides that, Brian, how have you been doing in the last 3 weeks?
I've been doing great, as great as you can be while you're quarantined, you know. Since we last talked, I basically said that I just moved in and I was ordering furniture. And since then, some of the furniture has arrived. Over this weekend, my bed frame and the mattress arrived. The mattress was in those, it was in a box, and you had to like unroll it, and it took like 12 hours to expand totally. So I went ahead and did that, assembled the bed frame. It's a queen size mattress, just so you guys know. And
I'm glad you added that detail.
This is an important fact because I'd only like previously slept on like full. And then like twin XL, like prior to my life, queen is, it's amazing, you know, just sleeping diagonal. Pretty sure I could almost sleep horizontally too, if I wanted to, not that I'm going to do that, but yeah, I'm pretty happy about it. There was one thing though, the sheets didn't arrive. They arrived like 3 days after the bed. So I more or less had to use my twin size sheets while waiting, which is fine, you know. Nobody's watching. So the bed arrived. I assembled that. I gave myself a pat on the back. I knew I could do those do-it-yourself projects. Just follow directions and screw in bolts properly, you know. Easy peasy. And then actually, as of today, my sofa just arrived. And man, it was a struggle getting it up three floors. Luckily, we have an elevator, so I didn't have to like actually bring it up three floors, but it was still a struggle. And thank goodness everyone was quarantined, so nobody saw the struggle. But
because for the mattress and the bed frame, they delivered it right to your door, right?
Yeah, they pretty much just delivered it right outside my door, and then I just kind of just pushed it in.
But this one, you had to take it up from the mail
room. This one I had to like slowly move it, like, because I couldn't like grab the whole thing. I basically had to like put it vertically and then slowly like slide it into the elevator and then slide it across the hallway. But it all worked. It's right now, it hasn't been assembled yet actually, because I just got it today and I haven't got time to do it, which I'll probably do that later on. But yeah, it's just sitting in the living room. So right now I have a sofa and a TV in the living room. I have a desk off to the side, but filling up the apartment, that feels good. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. Taking a couple peeks outside, when I'm not, going shopping. That's basically how I'm getting my sunlight. Just looking out at the beautiful world out there. And, it's actually pretty nice out. And, I'm pretty happy about that. It's just really unfortunate that you can't go around and, enjoy it. But, it's for the best.
But you like to stay inside anyways.
Yeah, I'm very much an indoor person. Every now and then one does want to go outside. So that's pretty much what I've been up to. How have you been over the past 3 weeks, Mary?
I've been good. I've been at home. I finished all of the craft kits that I talked about in the last episode. And mm-hmm. Now I'm moving on to working on some Cricut projects. So that's pretty fun. I've been listening to tons of podcasts lately. And my allergies have not been bad at all because I haven't been outside all that much. I go walk outside once a day, but not outside very often anymore. And I open my window, get some fresh air that way as well. But other than that, been inside. Haven't even been to a grocery store in about 2 weeks because I've been doing Instacart to get my groceries because it was getting a little, claustrophobic to go to the grocery store. Not that there was a lot of people in there, but just that it was like, people are wearing like face masks and the arrows to only go one way down the aisle, and it just was stressful. So I just, luckily they have more spots open on Instacart now, and I've been able to get my groceries that way without a hitch. Very easy, and so I'm appreciative of that. But other than that, just been hanging out at home, watching some TV, playing some games.
Nice.
Yeah, and I mean, I've been talking to my family a lot on we have a Saturday night Zoom with my dad's side of the family and a game night on Thursday with my mom's side of the family. So those have been fun. And then I've been talking to friends almost every night on FaceTime or Zoom or whatever. And then recently I downloaded the app House Party, and that's just like another kind of version of like Zoom or Skype or something. But the nice part about House Party, Brian and I actually tested this the other day, but there's four different games within the app. Heads Up, which is like Ellen's version of Charades. Then there's Pictionary. There's a trivia game. And then I haven't tried this one out yet, but there's one called Chips and Guac, which apparently is like Cards Against Humanity or like Apples to Apples. I haven't played that, but I guess you need three people to play it. But I've been, you know, having fun on that app too. Yeah. And we just didn't podcast for a while because there wasn't too many things that were not related to coronavirus. And so we had already talked about coronavirus quite a bit in the last two episodes that we recorded. So we just took a break until we could think of something to talk about. And luckily for you guys, we're back and we thought of some things to talk about. And one thing that we have to look forward to in about 7 months is the start of basketball season, since this season ended abruptly and early, and didn't know that we were watching Gonzaga's last game when we were watching the WCC championship. But now we have next season to look forward to already. So Brian, do you want to go over some of the new players?
Right. So before I go into the new players, I'll just say who's potentially for sure leaving, because we don't know who else may later on be leaving. But as of right now, Killian Tilly, he's a senior, so he's going to be gone, and hopefully he'll leave healthily, you know, with all his limbs working, and he can go to the NBA and live a happy life. Then we have Ryan Woolridge and then Admin Gilder. And so they're both leaving as well. So those are the three for sure. And then we have our recruits. So first off, we have, let's see, what's his name? Something Suggs. Jalen Suggs. He's the 8th overall high school prospect coming into college. And basically what's interesting about him is he's a 6'5 guard that's 200 pounds. Mary, do you want to give a little bit of background on him, like where he's from?
Yeah. So Jalen Suggs is from Minneapolis, Minnesota. He went to Minnehaha Academy. He's 6'4", 195 pounds. And yep. Yeah.
And basically, since he's a guard, basically what the bullet points about him is basically he's really good at dribbling and he can shoot three-pointers, which is good. You know, we do need that. We need people that know how to dribble and can shoot three-pointers. So
thank you for the definition of a guard.
Yeah. Well, you never know. Some guards can't shoot, which is rare, but it is a thing every now and then. So another one of our recruits is Julian Strother.
Mm-hmm. He's from Henderson, Nevada. 6'7", from Liberty High School, 210 pounds.
Mm-hmm. And he's 59th overall, which is pretty good. Usually getting a recruit in the top 100 is really good, considering there's like a lot of Division I colleges that are trying to get these players. So once again, great job from our Gonzaga recruiting staff that goes out and finds these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then once again, we have one more new recruit, Dominic Harris. He's 6'4", guard, 170 pounds, and 61st overall in their ratings. And do you want to say a little bit about him, where he's from?
Well, according to Wikipedia, he's 190 pounds, so not quite sure
maybe
what his weight is.
He's gained or lost some pounds.
I don't know where this data is from, but anyways, he is from Temecula, California, and he went to Rancho Christian School. So,
Yep. And once again, these are all tall guards, so they could also, like, you know, play as, like, small forwards, which is basically what Gonzaga does. We have a bunch of, tall basketball players that can also dribble, which is beneficial. Sometimes when you get a lot of tall players, they they can't dribble, they have no coordination, and then, you know, they dribble it off their feet. But these players will have the best of both worlds. They'll be able to dribble, and they'll also can contest for rebounds and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And we also have one incoming transfer currently named Aaron Cook Jr. He's 6'2", 185 pounds. He's coming from Southern Illinois, and he's from St. Louis, Missouri, and he is eligible immediately. So he's like how Byron Wesley was. He graduated from Southern Illinois, and so in 3 years eligibility wise, and so he has one more year of eligibility and is able to play immediately after transferring. Other than that, there's only going to be one senior who's been there the whole time, Corey Kispert. And so our team will be on the younger end of things, but that doesn't mean much because Gonzaga tends to just be able to, you know, reboot every year and be at the same level as the year before or better.
Yeah, we're always getting better.
Mm-hmm. One player that I'm also excited for next year is Omar Ballo. We talked about him last year. He's 6'10", 260 pounds, and he's from Mali. And he wasn't eligible. He was a redshirt this year, and we're hoping he'll be eligible next year. He was extremely young. I believe he was 16 or almost 17 when we talked about him last year. So, I mean, he's still younger than most of the players who are about, you know, 18 or 19 going into college. But yeah, other than definitely. That, what they're thinking for our starting five as of right now are Philip Petrusev, Drew Timmy, Corey Kispert, Joel Iyayi, and Jalen Suggs. So it's kind of cool to have maybe possibly one freshman in the starting five. Again, this is just predictions, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, once again, our recruiting class, our recruiting, you know, staff outdid themselves again, and they went out and got three really good replacements for all the, you know, we're always having people go off to the NBA and or just straight up graduate. And every year they always outdo themselves and, you know, grab these, you know, great high schoolers that are going to just add to our, you know, Gonzaga greatness.
Yeah. And then I wanted to highlight a group of Zags that are quarantining together right now. They made a TikTok account and they've been doing some dances. And so I'm assuming they're quarantining together. Rui, Jeremy Jones, Killian Tilly, and Joel Iyayi have all been doing some dances on TikTok. And so it's pretty cool to see that. Even, like, I mean, Rui's in the NBA, Jeremy Jones graduated, Tilly and Iyayi are still, like, Iyayi's still playing, and then Tilly's about to graduate. They're still all hanging out together, which it's still fun to see. Zags are quarantining together. Still enjoying each other's company, even though they're still not on the same team anymore. But, and ESPN doesn't really have too much to show now.
Good for ESPN grabbing some content wherever they can find it.
Yeah, so they've been having some players play NBA video games, and so Rui did it, and Tilly was featured on ESPN. He was just in the shot as he leaned in to hand Rui some water and a towel. He was like his, you know, water boy, which is just super funny to see. Yeah, I'm glad that they're able to quarantine together and
yeah, so at least they're having some fun.
Yeah, but anyways, super excited. Something to look forward to, even though it's kind of far away. Craziness in the Kennel will be about 6 months away, and the actual season starts in approximately 7 months. But still, something to look forward to. We all need stuff to look forward to at this time.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, it was a worthy update because now we have, like, a pretty good idea of what our team's going to look like next year.
Yeah. If you know me, I probably told you about FabFitFun. I've been a subscriber for over 2 years now. FabFitFun is a quarterly subscription box that delivers a selection of 8 to 10 full-size premium products to your front door. Each box includes the latest in beauty, fashion, fitness, and wellness curated for the season. You'll be able to customize each seasonal box by either selecting your products beforehand or choose to keep your box a complete surprise. FabFitFun costs $49.99 per season, and the entire box is valued at over $200 worth of products. Sass Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get 50% off their first box at FabFitFun. That means your first box will only cost $25 and will include over $200 worth of stuff in it. Just go to sassstoriesarcasm.com/FabFitFun to get your first box today. So, Brian, have you been watching any movies or TV shows, what have you been watching lately during quarantine?
Oh, that is a good question. Well, the new season of Westworld came out, so I've been watching that, but that's, you know, one episode per week, which is fine. You introduced me to a show, what was it called? Love is Blind, which is another dating show, which I try to stay away from them because they're so dumb. But, you know, they're so dumb that it's entertaining that, you know, so you know, I've been watching that.
You got really sucked into that one. It's on Netflix. And a quick premise is there's like a guy's side of the house and a girl's side of the house, and they don't ever see each other, and they go in these pods and they date each other. Through the pods.
They're like talking to each other through like a curtain, so they can't see each other.
Yeah, through a wall, and they can't see each other. And the only way that they're able to see each other is if they propose. And so, I mean, honestly, if they were going to film, this would be one of the few shows that they could film right now because it would follow social distancing rules.
Yes.
But anyways, then they, you know, propose, and then they're able to see each other for the first time. So it's just like a dumb reality show, but Brian really got into that one.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny because they're always getting super excited. They're like, I'll propose to you. And then they're like freaking out like, oh, my gosh, what if I don't like them? But, you know, whatever. It's dumb. But, you know, it passes the time.
And then you watched most or did you start Tiger King? I watched all of Tiger King again. Very, very dumb. But something to pass the time.
I started the first episode, and then I just like, okay, this is even dumber.
Yeah.
So I couldn't finish that. Maybe I'll finish it by the end of the quarantine. I think we have it till at least May 4th. I think that was the most furthest back that it's been pushed back to, at least. But I tried, but I failed. Sorry.
Movie-wise, I watched Frozen 2, and Brian, you did too. I'd already seen it in theaters when it first came out, but you had never seen it. So how did you like that?
Well, that was a loud motorcycle in the background. let's see. I honestly didn't think it didn't live up to the first one. The first one was definitely good, like great. And, you know, it's hard to match that. So I'm trying to like be fair to it. But also, I don't know. It just didn't have that same magic that the first Frozen had. You know, not nearly as good as a catchy song as Let It Go as in the first one. So I'd give it like a 7 out of 10. It was a good entertainment worthy, but definitely not.
Honestly, at this point, anything is good entertainment to pass the time.
Yes.
So if you need to, you know, an hour, 2 hours to kill, you can just basically watch anything on streaming services and be pretty entertained. But all this to say is because movie theaters have closed, then a lot of entertainment options have also changed. And it's been interesting to see what media businesses have decided to do. So a lot of the movies that were in theaters at the time that everything got shut down, those, for the most part, have moved on to streaming services to buy, which is still, like, a good idea. Like, if you have, like, a family or something, or you're quarantining with a bunch of people, then it's going to be cheaper than if you're going to go to the theater and to rent the movie. But also, there's been upcoming releases that got pushed back, like A Quiet Place 2, that got pushed back to like October. I feel like a lot of things are going to happen in like September and in October because everything's just being pushed back to the fall. But another movie, it's a kids movie called Trolls World Tour. They just decided to go directly to streaming services and just skip theaters altogether, which is like an interesting move, but also a good one for a family with kids. And just rent the movie, again, cheaper than all going to the movie together. But all this to say, I just wanted to say, I read an article that drive-in movie theaters are making a comeback. Now, I don't know if I've ever been to a drive-in movie, but basically they're a tiny, nearly forgotten sliver of the movie business these days. But because theaters are closed right now, and because we're going to be needing to, you know, continue to social distance, hopefully we'll be able to relax some of the rules in the coming weeks and months. But still, I think people will be very cautious. There's 40,000 theaters that were closed in the U.S. alone throughout this quarantine. But a small group of drive-in theaters are still able to be in business. Right now, there's about 320 drive-ins across the United States, but only about 25 of those are open for business. I'm not sure if there's any open in the Seattle area, but I just think it's a great idea, especially with the summer coming up, and a lot of people like to go to, like, movies in the park, or something like that. It's like a good way. And the thing is, if you're driving and you're driving there with people that you're quarantined with and you're staying in your car, and so you're able to maintain
social distancing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't know how they, I'm guessing that they wouldn't be collecting cash, but I'm sure you could like pay through like Venmo or like, you know, show your tickets on your phone or something like that through the window. So mm-hmm. you don't have to, you know, get too close to someone taking tickets. But I think it's a great innovative way to show movies potentially. So it'll be interesting to see.
Actually,
it would be fun, and you like tune in on your radio to listen to the movie mm-hmm. As you're watching it. So I mean, if there's going to be one around here, I'd go to it. Because even if social distancing rules do relax, I think people will be hesitant to all cram into a movie theater or any large auditorium. So
yeah,
this is
it's
a good
definitely
solution.
Gonna take a while for things to go back to like completely normal.
Yeah, but I mean, a lot of drive-in theaters, not only in the U.S. but around the world, have seen like a big surge in attendance, which is pretty cool. And I would go see some movies. I mean, I know we usually talk about like the movies that are coming out in the upcoming quarter or next mm-hmm. few months, but we don't exactly know. Like, I'm sure they have like preliminary dates of when they're going to come out, but who knows if they'll get pushed back or move straight to rental or, you know, anything.
Yeah, a lot of the summer movies are probably just going to get pushed to fall, and then everything's going to be in fall. So they're probably going to be like competing among, you know, spots in the movie theater for which movie's going to actually be shown.
I mean, a ton of things are getting pushed to the fall. Some college graduations are, if they're not canceled, they got pushed to the fall. Any sort of event, honestly, that's happening in the spring, any like music festivals, those are all getting pushed. So I feel like September and October are going to be some pretty busy months.
Yeah, I would agree.
Makeup
I actually,
events.
I saw some like graduations, instead of being pushed to the fall, they decided to like have it on a Zoom.
Yeah,
so just,
I mean,
like, virtual graduations and stuff like that.
That's what SPU is doing, a version of that. I don't know all the details, but yeah, it's like, it's going to be interesting to see how
people
play
adapt.
Out. And it's interesting to see how people decide on if they're just going to cancel an event, move it online, push it back to a certain date. There is the worry of pushing it back to a certain date if it's not going to be feasible to do even in August, September, or October. So then you have to push it back again or cancel it then. So, but overall, just want to talk about the movie theaters and what they're deciding to do.
Yeah, that's actually really interesting. I've honestly never really put too much thought about, you know, going to a, you know, a drive-through or drive-in theater, but that's actually sounds something like I definitely want to put on the bucket list. Because I've never done that before, and, you know, I'm all about trying new things, Mary.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, new Brian, you know, new city, new Brian. I will commit to trying something new eventually. And, you know, drive-in movie theaters, I'll actually go to look that up and see if there's any in Seattle, or at least in the area.
But you don't have a car, so you couldn't go to one right now.
Yeah, but, you know, in the future, if it's still around, I'll definitely do that.
Yeah. Well, if social distancing eases up and we're allowed to, like, hang out and get within 6 feet of each other, then I'll pick you up and go to a drive-in movie to cross it off your bucket list.
Awesome. Today's episode is brought to you by Audible.
Audible has an unmatched selection of audiobooks with titles from every genre. Audible titles play on nearly any device and allows you to listen to your favorite audiobooks anytime, anywhere.
You can even switch between devices and it'll play from where you left off. SAS Stories and Sarcasm listeners can get a 30-day membership trial that includes one free audiobook of your choice.
Just go to audibletrial.com/SSS podcast to start your trial and choose your book today. Shopping online can be a real hassle. You have to jump from tab to tab comparing prices and trying coupon codes to make sure you're getting the best deal. Let me introduce you to Honey, the world's most popular money-saving app and browser extension. I use Honey all the time. Whenever I'm about to check out online, I click the button and it finds me the best coupon code available and instantly applies them to my cart. Honey is totally free. In fact, the only thing it can do is save you money. Get the Honey browser extension by going to sassstorysarcasm.com/honey and start saving some money today. But in other good news, I wanted to cover some good news. I don't know if you guys have been watching a new YouTube series by John Krasinski, who was Jim on The Office. Every Sunday, for the last four Sundays, he has come out with a new show. It's about 15 to 20 minutes, new episodes. Basically, he just highlights the good news that has happened in the world over the past week, and it's very uplifting and very, very inspirational. He had the whole cast of Hamilton on a Zoom call all sing to a girl a few weeks ago. This past Friday, he actually hosted a virtual prom for high school seniors or anyone who wanted to tune in. And he had Rainn Wilson, who played Dwight on The Office. He was featured on the prom. The Jonas Brothers performed a song. Billie Eilish performed a song. And on the episode that came out last night, Brad Pitt did the weather report. It was pretty funny. He just stuck his hat out the window and he's like, "Looks pretty good." And he just put his head back in because I'm not really going outside that much. But overall, I would highly recommend it. It's one of the highlights of the week to see when the episodes go up. And so that's some good news on YouTube. It's free, 15 to 20 minutes every Sunday. And so I have four other good news things. Basically, some good news made me think of some other things to talk about on the podcast. So I'm just going to highlight some other good news stories that I found. Okay. The New York governor is now allowing couples to legally marry via Zoom as of this weekend, which is pretty awesome.
Yes, there you go.
You're now able to obtain marriage licenses remotely. And not only that, state clerks will be allowed to perform ceremonies over video conferences. So nice. All these people who are, I'm sure other states will follow, but all these people who are planning weddings and all that, it's hard to have to change your wedding date or change your plans completely. And so it's not ideal, but it's definitely memorable to have your wedding on Zoom.
Yeah, so, that's definitely a unique wedding experience.
Yeah, but hey, then your family and friends can tune in and you're able to get married on the date that you wanted to, and it's legal in New York, at least right now. So that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Another one is animal shelters across the United States are emptying amid the pandemic.
Oh, yes, I heard about that.
Yeah, lots of people across the country are quarantining at home, and they've adopted dogs or cats, or they're fostering cats or dogs. And actually, some shelters have completely emptied their kennels for the first time ever, which is
pretty cool.
Wow,
that's amazing.
Yeah.
I'm all about, giving cats and dogs a better life.
Another one is the earth is kind of healing, per se. There's been a lot of memes about this, about how the world's healing because, no one's driving as much and all that. But there's actually a few things that have happened. People in India can see the Himalayas for the first time in their lifetimes because of, smog has been lifted.
Yeah, and pollution.
It's the first time in decades that the Himalayas have been visible. Additionally, the canals in Venice are clear for the first time in a very long time. The fish are visible and swans have returned. Since Yosemite closed, bobcats and black bears have taken over the roadways. And seismologists are reporting that the upper crust of the earth has quieted as well. So, with very little movement happening worldwide, we're seeing some you know, nature up here.
Yes. There you go. That is a very good silver lining to all of this.
Yeah.
Let's hope that it doesn't all just go away. Let's hope that some nature stays.
Yeah. And then lastly, I just wanted to highlight that Washington, this is going to be happening across the country, but I just highlighted Washington could ease social distancing guidelines by May 18th. Under prediction from the University of Washington's Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, Washington State could consider easing their social distancing guidelines the week of May 18th. This is based on reaching a threshold of one COVID-19 infection per 1 million people, which they said was a conservative estimate for the number of infections each location would reasonably be able to identify to prevent coronavirus from resurging. This is assuming that people continue on the same, the epidemic continues on the same trajectory and everyone continues to stay quarantined and that, you know, testing stays the same and contact tracing and mass gathering is restricted. So, I mean, it's just less than a month away if that is when it's going to happen for the state of Washington, but that's just some, you know, it's getting better.
The end is potentially in sight.
Even maybe. Just to be able to lift, I'm not like going to go crazy. I probably still will get my groceries delivered for a little while. And yeah, honestly, I would rather stay in quarantine for extra, you know, weeks if that means that we don't have a resurgence of this. But I mean, I'm still going to wear a mask when I go out and all that, but it would just be nice to like start easing back into a normal life, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So
but
it's
yeah,
just encouraging
let's just,
to hear.
As long as people are careful that, you know, it doesn't resurge, because that'd just be terrible, because that'd put everyone's hard work, like, bye-bye.
Yeah.
That'd just be terrible.
But I just wanted to highlight some good news. There's tons and tons of good news stories, and I do highly recommend watching some good news on YouTube as well, because that's even more good news that happens weekly. But that was just like, I could talk about some good news on the podcast, because the last few weeks have been like, what are you doing in quarantine? Not much. How about you? Not much. And we tried to record last week and we're like, I don't know what to talk about, you know?
Yeah, I literally had nothing to talk about because my bed hadn't arrived yet. And I was like, eh, nothing's happening. I'm just like literally watching my bed shipment being tracked.
No bed, no podcast.
Not podcast worthy.
We're like, got on Skype and we're like, what should we talk about this week? And we're like, well, Brian's bed doesn't come, so no episode. So yep. Thank goodness it came. I'm glad that it came quickly. And I'm also glad that for the most part, what I've seen is there hasn't been a complete depletion of goods as much as there was at the beginning of all of this. Like,
yeah, people aren't just running to the store and buying everything up.
Yeah.
They're less panicky.
Because I feel like people are a little bit more, like, settled in and, like, okay, because, I mean, even me, like, I would go to the grocery store, like, 2 or 3 times a week just because it's, like, oh, I'm not good at, like, planning ahead on what I'm going to eat. But now it's, like, okay, everyone's being a little more intentional about what they're buying when they're at the store or getting groceries delivered or whatever. So then there's not such, I mean, there's still, like, shortages of certain things, but it doesn't seem like it's quite as bad. And like, you got your bed within like 2 days of ordering it, so
you did.
You ordered it last Wednesday and it came on Friday.
That's true. Yeah, so hopefully here's to more interesting things that may be happening till the next episode.
Yeah, and hopefully I'm just aiming for being able to, like, you know, kind of enjoy summer a little bit, because it was, you know, long winter, dark days, and finally it's getting nice out. It's actually been the driest April that we've had in a long time in Seattle, although there's some rain coming later this week. But it's like, ugh, can't even get out there and enjoy the weather when it's gotten nice. But I do appreciate the longer days. It just, the sun is still setting. It's 8:25 p.m., and the sun's now just setting, which is super nice. But another day in quarantine, but we're getting there.
Yep. Hang in there, everyone.
Yeah. Hope everyone has a good week. We'll come back next week. We'll figure out more things to talk about. We just had to, you know, settle into quarantine and figure out what to talk about again. But hope everyone is staying home, staying healthy. And I don't know. You're able to leave us safe. You're able to leave us a voice message on our podcast. The link for that will be in the description if you want to call in and let us know
what you've been... topic.
Yeah, request a topic or let us know what you've been doing in quarantine, or if you have any suggestions for things to do, things to watch, games to play, all that, let us know. Or if anyone wants to be interviewed on the podcast, that's an option too. But anyways, everyone have a great week.
Yep. Bye.
Bye.